This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon we have the second part of a two-part recital, live in Barking Legs, by the gifted guitarist Alan Chicot. The set he played for this virtual show is a lengthy meditation on the music that has inspired him, along with his beautifully realized takes on a range of classic compositions. The second part of the set opens with a medley of songs written by Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Thank you. interesting character in the jazz world, in that I'm going to step out on a dangerous limb here in saying this, but if I really want to hear the best versions of, say, Duke Ellington or Billy Strayhorn, you know, I typically don't go back to the source. You know, I don't go back to old crunchy acetate records of Duke Ellington playing piano. I'd probably rather hear a modern player, you know, with just the advances in the technique and harmony and musicianship and everything. Not that the old stuff's not great, but Jobim's records are interesting in that the records he made in the 60s, 70s, and 80s are just the best these tunes could ever be played. I mean, even a simple tune like Wave, which a million people have played and recorded, very few people know the original recording as well as they should, in my opinion, because it's hard to top. So go to the source, listen to Jobim playing his own music. It's fantastic. And singing. You know, he's not the greatest singer in the world, but singing his own songs and accompanying himself with piano or guitar. He was no slouch on guitar. Okay, so I'd like to do something a bit different here. I'm going to do something that I've liked to do as a classical guitar player for a long time, since I was really young. Like, I'm talking middle school and high school. I was always obsessed with programming sets of short, like, sketches or fragments or short pieces. A lot of the 20th century literature for classical guitars, atonal and avant-garde literature, tends to be like that. And I think it helps make the more abstract pieces a little bit more digestible, maybe, for the average audience. But I was always really into that idea. And also, probably a very formative piece I was introduced to was, of course, the famous Gymnopédie by Erik Satie. Everybody knows that piece, but not enough people know that there's actually three of them in a set. And they all sound very similar, I think, by design. And I've heard some musicologists and people that are really into Satie's music say that it's kind of like the artistic equivalent of kind of the same sculpture, the same painting from three different angles, or the artistic technique called a triptych, three paintings that sort of go together in a set. That's kind of how I've always thought about those. It's always kind of been fascinating to me, and I think an effective way to program some more abstract avant-garde pieces. Not that these are going to be super abstract, but this is probably the most abstract of anything I'm going to play tonight. I want to play a set of three short pieces, and the catch here is, while I'm a classical musician coming to jazz from that background, these are going to be three quasi-classical pieces written by jazz guitarists. Actually, two guitarists and one bass player, a bass guitarist. So I'm going to start with a piece by the great bass player Jaco Pastorius. This is a piece called Portrait of Tracy, which is actually the first arrangement I ever made for the guitar, Portrait of Tracy by Jaco Pastorius. I'll follow that with Peaceful Journey by Joe DiOrio, fantastic guitar player, who's a really, really avant-garde player who happened to write this beautiful romantic classical piece, which is fun. It's Peaceful Journey. And I'll end that set with Letter from Home by Pat Metheny. Thank you. next I'm going to really reach, but I'm nice and warmed up and sweating. This goes out to my good friend and colleague, Mr. Sean Perkinson, friend of all of ours here at Barking Legs, a phenomenal guitarist, Mr. Sean Perkinson. Sean has a quality that all of the finest musicians that I know have, which is no matter how much of a master you are in your main discipline, you're always kind of interested in what everybody else is doing and other sort of sub-disciplines and different styles of music and different kinds of guitar in this case. And Sean has definitely always been very musically curious, I think, in that way, and is a phenomenal rock player and country player in addition to being the finest jazz guitar player that I know. Sean's been taking the plunge and taking some classical guitar this semester, which has been interesting. And specifically, he's been studying some jazz music arranged for classical guitar, and it's been really fun to help coach my friend Sean with that. One of the tunes we've been looking at is a great Bill Evans classic called Waltz for Debbie. There's a wonderful arrangement which I'm going to attempt to play for you tonight. It probably needs a little practice, to be honest. It's spontaneous. This is an arrangement by a guitarist named Ralph Towner, who's recorded for ECM Records for many years since the 70s, had a very popular, well, popular by jazz standards, group called Oregon in the 70s, did a lot of records, plays classical and 12-string acoustic guitar, and it's kind of what he's known for. A lot of people don't realize that he's actually a piano player, first and foremost, in the Bill Evans style. He didn't start playing guitar until later in his 20s. He's kind of become a guitar player more than a piano player, which is interesting. But it would make perfect sense that someone who plays in the Bill Evans piano style would arrange a Bill Evans tune for classical guitar, given that he plays both. So Sean and I have been studying this arrangement of Waltz for Debbie, and we kind of looked at it and decided one of the only problems with it is that he just arranged the melody, just once through the form, just the head, we would say, in jazz lingo. He needed a solo section, so I told Sean, I said, well, I'll just write one. And so I stayed up that night and wrote a solo section out, and I don't think either of us can quite do it justice yet. It's quite difficult. It needs practice. So I'm going to hesitate in some places, and I'll probably screw up, but it's okay. I'd like to share this brand new addition to this wonderful Ralph Towner arrangement, so just kind of inserting my own solo section into this tune. Thank you.
Alan Chicot from Barking Legs. If you missed the first half of this virtual show, it's up on our website. Barking Legs hosts a virtual jazz show every Wednesday evening, starting at 8, on their Wednesday Night Jazz Facebook page. Singer and pianist Nancy Westmoreland is the featured act tomorrow evening. This will be the last Wednesday Night Jazz show from Barking Legs until the new year. Next week, we will have a set recorded in Barking Legs by the Alan Wyatt Quartet here on Scenic Roots on listener-supported public radio.